The National Republican Congressional Committee has produced a new campaign ad for its candidates, which seems to imply that Bob Dole may lose the election. The committee appears to be trying to take that possibility and turn it to the advantage of Republican candidates for Congress. Starting tonight, the committee will run television ads like this one, produced to run in Arizona, in a district where there is a Democratic challenger called Steve Owens.
What would happen if the Democrats controlled Congress and the White House? Been there, done that, remember? The largest tax increase in history, more wasteful Washington spending, a government-run health care scheme. The liberal special interests aligned with Clinton desperately want to buy back control of Congress. They've spent almost $2 million here on ads favoring Steve Owens. If we give the special interests a blank check in Congress, who's going to represent us?
The ad will run in close districts, about 50 districts around the country, notably in Washington State, where there are several Republican freshmen at risk, in California, Michigan, New Jersey, and other states where the president is running ahead. Congressman Bill Paxon of New York is chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee. He joins us by telephone. Congressman, you are essentially calling here for split-ticket voting. Is there any reason to believe that Americans do vote that way, vote strategically instead of for the man or the woman they like best?
Well, Linda, with all due respect, we're doing none of that. We are not calling for anybody to vote a split ticket. We're very enthusiastic about people voting the Republican ticket in 1996, electing a president to sign into law the things that Bill Clinton has vetoed, like a balanced budget. What we're simply doing in this ad is noting and calling to people's attention the failed policies of the last Congress, the Democrat Congress.
But when you talk about a blank check, what do you mean by that?
We're pointing out what a blank check for the liberals to run Congress would be all about, passing a government-run health care scheme like they tried in the first 2 years of the Clinton administration, higher taxes that they passed during that last Congress, and more wasteful Washington spending, which has been the legacy of 40 years of Democrat Congresses.
But Mr. Paxon, forgive me, but surely none of that would happen if Senator Dole were president.
If the Democrats ran Congress and Senator Dole were president, he'd be faced with the same specter of liberal runaway spending sent to him through appropriation bills sent by a Democrat Congress. He'd face having to fight the government-run health care passed by a Democrat Congress under the leadership of people like Gephardt and Bonnier and Teddy Kennedy. How? Because if they controlled the Congress, they could pass the bills and send them to the President of the United States and try to force his hand. So what we're saying is, under either scenario, if Bob Dole's president, he needs a Republican Congress to advance the common-sense agenda that we've put forward. And if, God forbid, Bill Clinton wins another term, we need a Republican Congress to stop him from enacting these kind of approaches.
I understand that the Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, approved the new ad. What about the Dole campaign? Did Senator Dole bless this?
No, we don't run our ads by the Dole campaign because we're the House committee. I mean, we've run scores and scores of ads this year. Probably, gosh, I couldn't even guess, maybe 100 or more commercials around the country this year of different sorts. And it's, you know, we have our hands full getting them on the air.
Mr. Paxon, there's a considerable whiff of every man for himself about this. I wonder how you came to what is, I think, an extraordinary decision to run an ad that is open to the interpretation that you expect your candidate to lose. And that interpretation has appeared in all the newspaper reporting, wire service reporting, so on this piece.
Well, with all due respect to our friends in the media, Linda, that's your interpretation. What we're saying is that we can't afford to have a country where the Democrats are in control, either of the Congress or the White House. And we point out what it was like in the past when they controlled it all. And we're saying, let's not give those interests a chance once again.
I wonder if you think that a split decision would be a good idea if you did think your candidate would win.
Listen, the American people have tried it every other combination in my lifetime except one, and that's a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican president.
Okay, thanks very much, Congressman Paxon.
Thank you.
Representative Bill Paxon of New York is chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee.